The question today is, what and where is purgatory? Purgatory. What and where is purgatory? Well, I had to look up some things to even discern some things about that question. First of all, the dictionary, and this is Webster's dictionary, and I looked up the definition in the old original dictionary, Webster's dictionary, and this is what it said. It's defined as this, and this is what it states. Among Catholics, a supposed place or state after death in which the souls of persons are purified or in which they asphyxiate. And now, asphyxiate means to atone for, to make satisfaction for. It refers to some act which is supposed to purify the guilty person. And so, therefore, that part I looked up the word also in the dictionary. But let me go back and say, among Catholics, purgatory among Catholics is a supposed place or state after death in which the souls of persons are purified or in which they asphyxiate such offenses committed in this life as do not merit eternal damnation. It also said after this purgation from the impurities of sin, the souls are supposed to be received into heaven. Now, you notice the old dictionary spoke of purgatory as being a supposed place. And after they go through this so-called purgation, act of purging or asphyxiating their sins that do not merit eternal damnation, and whatever they might be, I know not, according to their definition, but they're supposed to be received into heaven. Now, let me say this. I looked up also this same word in the 1994 dictionary, edition of the Webster's Dictionary, and it shows you how the things have changed over time. People have accepted some things, because in this dictionary, 1994, not the original now, they left out the word supposed place, and they're supposed to be received in heaven. In other words, it basically says that it's a place or a state after death in which the souls of persons are purified, in which when they have been atoned for their sin in that place, then they go to heaven. Well, that's not so. That's an unscriptural definition. And, well, fact of business, what or where is purgatory? What does the Bible say? There is no such word in the Bible. There is no such place in the Bible. Therefore, we could simply say what or where is purgatory, and there is no purgatory. There is no such thing. What is it? I don't know where it came into being, and I'm not going to study a lot of those false doctrines because of the fact that's counterfeit. I'll study the real, know what the real is. I'll automatically know what the counterfeit is when it shows up. But I do know enough to know that this doctrine was concocted or raised or came about, devised to raise funds for the Catholic Church. And let me say this, so-called Catholic Church, folks, we've been duped into believing that the church means the Catholic Church. The church had that so-called church had its beginning whenever Constantine baptized his army in 312 A.D. And so it's not even old enough to go back to where Jesus started the church in his earthly ministry. So really, it's not even a church because they believe it's a place where people go to and they'll be burning in fire. And a fire purging their sins, or at least certain sins that do not merit eternal damnation. And then, after a certain time, really what it amounts to, after their loved ones have paid enough to the Catholic Church, so-called, or the Catholic priest, so-called, they'll be able to be to get out of purgatory and then enter into heaven. Or really what it amounts to whenever, after a certain period of time, they're declared saints and then they're able to go. I don't know all about all of that, but I know it's error. I know it's falsehood. And I know anybody who follows in that are going to find out what purgatory is. There is no place called purgatory. It's really hell. It's called Sheol in the Old Testament Hebrew. It's called Hades in the New Testament. It's a place today that contains only a burning compartment in which a person, whenever he dies, he'll go to that place. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes, when the tree falls to the north, south, east, or west, It'll remain there. It'll be there. There's no, the tree has no ability within itself to get up and move. And that's exactly the way with a person who dies. The saved man dies, he goes to heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 8, said, absent from the body is present with the Lord. Therefore, instantly, the soul and the spirit's transported in the presence of the Lord in the third heaven, in paradise, if you please. And so, therefore, that's exactly what happens if a person is lost. It'd be like the rich man in Luke 16. The Bible said in hell, in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and he was in torment in that pain. And he even cried over across the gulf. Now, in the Old Testament time, there was a gulf fixed, and Hades included Abraham's bosom. It also included a burning compartment. And he looked across and saw Lazarus, who was the Lord's saved person, the believer there in Abraham's bosom, who had to be in captivity until Jesus sprinkled his own blood upon the mercy seat for the expiation of all man's sin, or the atonement of all man's sin. And then, when that happened, the Lord led captivity captive. I'm talking about the fact after he went 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, he didn't go to a burning compartment. He paid our hell while he was on Calvary. But he went into the Hades and in the paradise compartment, because he told the thief, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And he led captivity captive, Ephesians 4:8 said, and he emptied paradise out of the heart of the earth and placed it in the third heaven. And we know from the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that the paradise now is located in the third heaven. So when a man dies, however he is, he's going to be that way forevermore. In other words, the Bible says in Revelations 22:11, he says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And in other words, whatever a man dies, whatever he's done with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the work of Holy Ghost conviction has done its work in his heart. He's come to the place to repent and believe and obey the gospel. He's justified. If he has done that, he'll be unjust. He'll be just still. Even after he's saved, he'll be in heaven with the Lord. There is no purgatory for him to go to but the man who's unjust, the man who's rejected life, the man who's rejected truth. Has no choice but for God to cast him into hell at the moment of death. Now, hell is like a jailhouse, like a county jail, waiting for the judgment. And when the court trial comes, the man leaves county jail after he's been convicted and will go to the federal pen, if you please, or whatever penitentiary it might be. And at the great white throne judgment, all lost will stand there. After they've been in hell, some of them for years and years and years. How long, I don't know. But how long it's going to be before that time comes, I don't know. But they may have been in hell for as much as almost 7,000 years at the time of the great white throne judgment. And then they will be cast in the lake of fire, which is like the prison house, after they stand before the judge of this universe. And some of them are going to claim, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. That's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23, I believe it is. And as a result, that means I never knew you at any time. You wasn't. It's not that you were saved and then lost, because there is no such a thing. And so, therefore, purgatory is a place, a figment of man's imagination that's been devised as a doctrine to extract money from a group of people who are caught in that religion. In fact, most of those priests don't even want you to read the Bible because they want you to listen to what they say. And I'm amazed at how many people today don't even want you to take the Bible and read after them today, and even other so-called religions. And that's not right. You're noble to question what a man says and show me in the Scripture. And, of course, they'll try to show you something and twist the Scripture and make you think it means this and make you think it means that. But, folks, I want to tell you, it's damnation to your soul if you follow such doctrine, because it's unscriptural, it's not Bible, it's not the Word of God, it's not what it ought to be. Now, I don't even know where they get it as far as getting it is concerned. I guess that possibly they may get this doctrine of purgatory from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18 and 19, where it says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. In other words, Jesus did go into their captivity in paradise compartment, Abraham's bosom in the heart of the earth, and he proclaimed to them. I don't know exactly what he proclaimed in context. 1 Peter 3 says he preached even across that gulf to the others. That doesn't mean they had a chance to get out of that place because they were there. I don't know what exactly was preached or said, but I believe he told those in paradise, boys, after 3 days and three nights, we're getting out of here, and he led captivity captive. Across the gulf on the other side, there was nothing but a message of eternal damnation to those on the other side. There was no hope for them getting out of hell, if you please. And so I don't know whether this is where the Catholic Church gets that doctrine of purgatory or not. But it could be, and if it is, it's not. They're misinterpreting the Scripture because there is no such place. If a man dies without Jesus Christ as his Lord, he'll go into a burning hell and he'll live in that fire forever, be called out at the great white throne judgment to be cast in the lake of fire forever. There is no getting out of the eternal punishment, and so therefore it's an unscriptural doctrine. It's not Bible in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I want you to know that, and if you follow that, you'll suffer eternal damnation just like the rest in that crowd. See, God never made hell for the devil and his angels. That's who he made it for, only for the devil and his angels. He didn't make it for man. Why? He sent Jesus to die on the cross that you might have life, and if you'll respond to the tug of the Holy Ghost of God in your heart, Holy Ghost conviction, and let him bring you to the end of yourself and work a work and reprove you and convince you and convict you of sin, unbelief, of righteousness, Jesus, and of judgment, the hell, if you please, and more, the eternal damnation for your sin, separation from God forever. If you'll do that, he'll bring you to the end of yourself, and you'll trust him as your Lord and Savior. You'll repent of your sin. You'll have a change of mind, change of attitude, change of heart. You'll turn from sin and turn to him and be saved. And at that point, you'll be a saint. And you'll not have to go into a place called purgatory. You'll be in eternal bliss and in heaven with him forevermore. So, therefore, the question today is, what and where is purgatory? I'll have to answer you from the Bible standpoint. There is no purgatory. There is no such place. The dictionary, even the old dictionary, said it was a supposed place. It was a figment of man's imagination, and it's used and devised to extract money from people who are duped by this false doctrine. May the Lord help us to see there is no purgatory. There's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain, and the only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.